Welcome to this demonstration about the Apple Watch, Watch OS 2. And in this demo, which is going to be very quick, I just want to show you a slight change that's been made to navigate between the clock face and the home screen. So the best way to describe it is to actually show it to you rather than me trying to describe it first. So I'm just going to wake up my Apple Watch here by touching the screen.
6:57 p.m.
Okay, now I'm on the clock face, so the way to get to the home screen still stays the same, so I'm going to press the digital crown once.
Home. Photos.
Okay, now normally that would have landed on the clock app, but it no longer does. So if I press the digital crown again,
clock face.
I come straight back to the clock face. There's no interim item to do with that clock app icon anymore. So if I press it again, show you something slightly different.
Home. Photos.
Now I'm going to move my focus. So I'll flick to the right of voiceover.
Mileage, tweeting, decibel.
Okay, I'm on an app called Decibel. So again, digital crown once.
Clock face.
And I'm back to the clock face.
6:58 p.m.
Again, no interim icon to go through for the clock app. And one final demo. Press the digital crown again once to go back to the home screen.
Home. Decibel.
So back on that decibel icon, which is quite nice. Go back to where you started from, of course, as they did the previous one. Let's open up an app. So I'm going to flick to the left.
Tweeting. Mileage. Photos. Settings. Overcast. Downcast. BBC. Carriage. Remote. Messages.
Okay, so let me open up messages.
Messages. Messages.
And if I press the digital crown once.
Home.
We're back to messages, even though I didn't say it. So if I flick to the right,
remote,
click back to the left.
Messages.
Okay, we're still on messages. Press the digital crown again.
Messages. Clock face. 6:59 p.m.
Okay, again, no interim going back for the clock app. Press the digital crown again.
Home. Messages.
Back to messages on the clock face, which is really, really nice. So basically now with Watch OS 2, clock face to the home screen and back again just by pressing the digital crown. Whatever icon you're on the home screen, you'll return to if you come from the clock face. If you've gone into app and return to the home screen, you'll be on that app icon on the clock face. Digital crown will then take you straight back to the clock face. No going through that interim phase where you go back to the middle icon, the clock, and then go back to the clock face. I hand over my screen on the watch, put to sleep. And that completes this very quick tip demonstration of the slight change made between navigating from the clock face of your Apple Watch to the home screen and back again, keeping in mind there's no interim going back to that clock that you used to have to go back to get back to the clock face. So that will do for this little tip demo. As always, thanks for listening and bye for now.